From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has put a temporary halt to U.S. refugee admissions until an appeals court rules on the matter. In a ruling Wednesday, the nation's highest court upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of his travel order limiting travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices also upheld last week's lower court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have bona fide relationships in the United States. The U.S. State Department has given the voluntary agencies that work with refugees the all clear to resume travel arrangements. Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appeared to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington as the two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. As the talks started in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called for a, quote, more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang said trading cooperation between the two countries, quote, is a realistic choice for both sides. But he warned that confrontation will immediately damage the interests of both. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump told Republican senators on Wednesday they should not begin their August recess until a new health care bill has been crafted to dismantle the country's health care law championed by former President Barack Obama. He told 49 Republican senators at a White House lunch that he called to talk about health care, we should not leave town unless we have a health insurance plan. Republicans are in turmoil after their quest to scale back the government's role in health care collapsed, leaving in place Obamacare. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, Republicans' failure to pass a health care bill is a major defeat for President Trump and has emboldened minority Democrats.
Republican leaders floated a new idea, scrapping Obamacare with no replacement plan at all. Several Republican senators quickly rejected the idea, as did a unified Democratic caucus. Republicans had crafted the bill on their own, behind closed doors. That must end, according to Democrats, who urge cooperation to address Obamacare's shortcomings. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday his country will stand firm against the United States and respond to any new sanctions the U.S. imposes on the Islamic Republic. He said, we will stand up to the United States, and without elaborating, said, the great nation of Iran will have an appropriate answer. He made his remarks during a televised cabinet meeting one day after the United States imposed new sanctions on 18 individual Iranians and groups it accuses of backing Tehran's ballistic missile program. Iraq's prime minister is admitting that Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State terrorist group. But he said these were, quote, individual acts for which the perpetrators would be punished. Haider al-Abadi spoke to reporters late Tuesday after shocking videos emerged on social media following the victory in Mosul. The videos showed troops throwing captured ISIS suspects after off a high wall, then shooting their bodies below. Pakistan says India's border forces opened fire Wednesday in the divided Kashmir region in violation of a mutual ceasefire truce, killing a soldier and two civilians. The, quote, unprovoked Indian military action has critically injured two soldiers and wounded five civilians, according to a Pakistani army spokesman. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.